Brother Sister Podcast Time.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
Hey, brothers and sisters. Thanks for joining us yet again.
My brothers, my sisters.
My brothers.
Welcome. So before we started this, sis, you were telling me about this like new social media trend craze.
Yeah, so I've been seeing it all over like Instagram. It's called like Dalgona coffee, like also known as whipped coffee.
Dalgona coffee.
Dalgona? Yeah, I don't really know how to pronounce it.
So apparently it's like, I looked it up and it's like originally a Korean, a South Korean thing that was like popular. It's like basically like a street food that was popular in the 70s and 80s. And yeah, apparently it like got started again because of this, this really popular, actor, this Korean actor.
Weird. Yeah. It's like a challenge now. Like everybody's like,
well, what's the
it.
Challenge? Just make it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, very, like, good. Like, a challenge is, it's, like, not very challenging. It's,
it's true.
It's, like, cook something. Yeah. You know what? For me, that would be a challenge. Cook something for real, real.
Can you whip coffee? The challenge
This looks like more cooking is involved in this than is in my normal amount of cooking, which is, you know, boiling ramen.
Right, yeah. Or mac and cheese noodles. Boil water. Yeah. Add item. Wait,
so
for 10 minutes.
So the ingredients on this are pretty basic, but actually they're things I don't have. Instant coffee, sugar. I don't think I even have any sugar in my house.
Oh my god.
I know.
I guess why would you, right? Like
I do have some salt.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but that was only because it was left over by the person before me.
Oh my god. And yeah. What's the other thing? Coconut sugar? No, wait.
That's it. Just those, and then milk.
Oh, okay.
And then you can like optionally add like some other things, like a little topper if you want.
Okay, wait. Oatly.
It looks delicious.
Oatly is your favorite, like, alternative milk, right?
Yeah, that shit's delicious. I will like drink that in a glass.
But is that one in Canada yet?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I can now find it in my local grocery store. Yeah, and so I've been buying it.
Oh, man. I follow them on Instagram, and they just, like, come out with all the most delightful beverages. It's, like,
oh, yeah?
And it's, like, available in Australia. I'm like, god damn it.
They have good gram content?
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Nice. Yeah, they are. I've gotten back into cereal a little bit, thanks to Oatly.
Whoa, cereal.
I know, right? I mean,
what, are you, like, living in the 90s?
It's easy. It fits my cooking style.
Yeah, totally.
All right, you sis, you want to do a seggy?
Yeah, let's do a seggy.
Hey sis.
Yeah, bro.
I got a would you rather.
All right, lay it on me.
Okay, would you rather eat a bat or be hit by a bat?
Okay, that's not even a question. Like 100% be hit by a bat.
You'd rather be hit by a bat? A baseball bat?
Oh, a baseball bat.
Or
eat a baseball bat?
No, eat a bat. Eat a bat or be hit by a baseball bat.
How hard am I being hit by a baseball bat?
Yeah, pretty hard.
Yeah, baseball bat.
Shit. What if it's me? We'll say it's me hitting you with a baseball bat.
Ooh, okay, I'd rather eat a bat.
Oh, dang.
No, I'm just kidding. I'd rather be hit by a bat. 100% hit by a bat.
Oh, damn. You're sacrificing a lot to not eat bat.
Okay, well, wasn't bat how this all started?
I mean, yes, true. But, I mean,
it's very rare. I can't put that on the world.
No, but it's like people have been eating bats for a long time and there was never a problem.
Oh, really? I thought it was something new.
I think the biggest problem was that it was wild bats. It's like wild animals. It's one thing to raise animals in captivity in a very like controlled environment.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Versus, wild bats. There's a lot of...
There was more. So many bats at one of the homestays I was staying at in Bali. And they, like, literally, like, kept attacking us. But I think
they were attacking you?
Well, like, they kept flying at us, which I felt like was attacking, but maybe not.
Yeah, they were, like, aggroing. Yeah, I mean, I love bats because they eat all the mosquitoes.
Oh, I know, me too.
They're also, like, have you seen those videos online of, like, bats coming out of, like, underneath this one bridge in the U.S.?
Ooh, that sounds, like, super creepy.
Like, and it's like, oh, no, this is one bridge in the U.S. There's probably, you know, lots of bridges around the world with tons of bats. But, you know, it's like a thing in the city to go to this bridge at night. And, you know, when it gets, you know, night out, they just, like, all come swooping out of there. And it's just, you know, enormous swarm of bats. And it's kind of beautiful to see.
It sounds creepy, but could be kind of nice. All right, brothers and sisters, back by popular demand. Honestly, like, we've been getting so many emails about this, like, on our Instagram. It was, like, blowing up. So we're bringing back one of our listeners' favorite segments, and it's called Coin Toss Challenge. All right, bro. I got just a regular Canadian quarter over here. What are you gonna pick?
So basic.
I know. What are you gonna pick? Heads or tails?
Do you want a more exciting coin? I think I got some.
No, I want to use this one.
You want to be Canadian?
I'm just, like, doing very basic today. Like, you know, I don't want to scare off the fans with, like, a crazy coin, you know?
And you know what? For our listener in the Philippines, maybe a Canadian coin, you know, is, like, interesting and exotic,
true,
right?
True. Even for the Americans listening.
Yeah, they'd probably like it. So, okay.
Heads or tails?
I'm going to go with heads to, like, mix it up.
Holy shit. I thought tails never fails.
I mean, tails never fails. That's why I'm going
to
lose.
Okay, let's see.
But I'm playing to lose.
Ooh, tails!
I told you. I told you I'd lose. Hey, sis. Yo, we gotta get that money.
We gotta get that money, honey. Get ready for it.
All right. So we got a sponsor this week. They're paying us money. This is Girls Robbing. their name is a little tricky. It's Gourd Robbing Girls Gone Wild.
Gourd Robbing Girls Gone Wild? What's
you
that?
You heard of Lemon Stealing Whores. Now the girls are back and they've upped the game.
Wow, what are they stealing now? Gourds?
Wow, you didn't think they could do it, but they can, and they're doing it. Watch out.
Gourd robbing? Girls Gone Wild? Wow, that sounds like a great
They're going
sequel.
Wild, and what they're going wild for is robbing gourds.
Robbing gourds?
You can't be an honest farmer in this day and age. What with all the girls going wild, stealing gourds?
Oh, God,
and
I
now
know.
You can get that awesome entertainment at home. From your couch.
What? Tell me
just
how.
Just visit gourdrobbinggirlsgonewild.com today, and for 9 easy payments of $19.99, you can enjoy endless hours of girls robbing gourds.
That sounds like an amazing deal. Now, if you use the promo code Brother Sister Podcast Time, they are willing to give you 10% off one of your
payments.
Oh, my
God. You could go use that money to buy some gourds.
Maybe some girls will come and try to steal
them. Watch out.
Be careful of your gourds.
You better hire some guards to guard your gourds. Or those girls that are going wild. They're going wild for gourds.
Lock up your gourds. Lock up your gourds, brothers and sisters, because... Gourd robbing girls gone wild.
You thought you just had to hide your lemons, but no, you've got to hide your lemons, hide your limes, hide your gourds. They be coming. Thank you to Lemon Stealing Gourds for sponsoring this week's episode and their special
Lemon Stealing Gourds.
Their new special Gourd Robbing Girls Gone Wild. You have sis. Can I ask you a question?
Ask away.
Okay, what I want to ask you is to tell me about an incident from, like, elementary school. The earlier in your school probably the better. With, like, that where you got in, like, where it was, like, something extremely petty that either you were obsessed with or, like, some petty argument or, like, everyone was obsessed with. I just want, like, the most insignificant, most petty bullshit from elementary school.
Okay. Well, like, I was super obsessed with Sailor Moon when I was a kid. Like, I fucking loved Sailor Moon. And I remember, like, my friends and I would, like, play Sailor Moon, and we would, like, fight over, like, the cats, because early Sailor Moon, there was only one cat.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would be like, well, I'm Sailor Moon, so I get the cat. And they'd be like, well, no, I want the cat. And I'd be like, well, there's only one, so you can't have the cat. It's mine, because it's Sailor Moon's cat. And then, like, later on, another cat came in, and then we were like,
but this was, like, a fictitious, like, you having the cat. I mean, there was no real, like, there wasn't even, like, a little plush or anything, was there? Okay.
No. No, there wasn't.
So, like, in this, like, in this universe, like, someone would be, like, someone would be Sailor Mars and be like, no, the cat is mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we all wanted the cat, but, like,
it's surprising to me that you wanted the cat more than to be Sailor Moon.
No, I was Sailor Moon. That's a thing. I was Sailor Moon, and I wanted the cat.
But why did you get to be Sailor Moon?
Because I started the game.
Okay. And then there was another cat that came, and then what?
Well, I don't
you
know.
Wanted, then you I wanted both cats, like, anyway?
No, I think I let them have the other cat.
But did they want to be Tuxedo Mask?
Because
they would have to be Tuxedo Mask to get Artemis.
Oh my god, you know more about it than I do now.
That's because Kigurumi sells one. We sell a Luna and we sell an Artemis.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Visit KIGURUMI.com for all of your sailor needs.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
All right, what's up?
What is the grossest thing you've put in your mouth on purpose?
Well, I've never eaten ass, if that's where you were going with this.
That is where I was going with this.
I've never done it. But
that's so weird. But I mean, neither have I. Neither have I.
But I feel like maybe I would, like, if I knew that they'd showered, like, right before. Well, I mean, like, recently I accidentally ate some rotten, like, oh man, milk is, like, the worst, because sometimes I just, like, drink from the carton and it goes off so fast. So
you don't do a sniff test?
Not every time. It's like, I don't know, I just, like, assumed it was still good, but yeah, it wasn't. Actually, it was Oatly. I just kind of, like, because it wasn't real milk, I was just, like, wasn't as concerned about it going off, but nope, it could definitely still go off.
Yikes.
It's, like, terrible, too, because when you eat that, it, like, lingers, you know? It doesn't, it was terrible. And I don't have any, like, mints around the house. That was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. And then you have to, like, eat a bunch of things to try to, like, get rid of the taste.
Yeah, but then you have, like, a kind of a combo flavor.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know what's, like, the worst taste flavor in your mouth? Is you know, sometimes if you've eaten something and then you turn your head upside down and, like, the flavor runs up into your nose?
What?
You've never done this? Like,
no.
So, you know, like, at the back of your nose, there are, like, holes to your throat, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you, like, ever do, like, nose drugs, like, you get the drip or whatever, or, you know, like, when your nose is running, it's running down your throat.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, snot goes down your throat.
Yeah, I know.
So, but things can go the other way around. It's terrible. So, the other day, maybe yesterday even, I'd eaten some gummy worms, and I don't know, maybe I turned my head upside down to put my hair up. And so I turned my head upside down, but that was enough for the flavor particles to run up into the nose.
It's
so uncomfortable, and you kind of, like, taste it for a long time.
But
it's gross. It's terrible.
Well, yeah, that's how like noodles come out of people's noses and stuff,
oh,
right?
that's so true. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Disgusting.
Should we call it a day?
Yes.
All right. Everybody, everyone, every single listener, that means one. Email us at hotfarts.
Yo at
hotfarts.co.uk.
Yep.
Send us pictures of cheese.
And nipples.
Oh, I bought some cheese. Bought some blue.
What kind of cheese? Oh, nice.
Yeah. I bought these cool crackers that are like these Parmesan crackers. They're like those rainforest crisps or whatever. They cost like $1 trillion to buy, but I hope they're good.
Oh, but there's, oh, yeah. Well, no, that brand is so good.
No, it wasn't that brand, though. It was a different.
Oh.
We'll see.
Okay, well, next week, let us know how that turns out. Yeah.
All right. Bye, family.
Bye, brothers and sisters. Love ya.
Yay!